You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into another episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast. I'm Paul Holden, your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, bringing you the latest from the Colorado Rockies here on this Tuesday, June the 15th, rolling on through 2021 and rolling right through the baseball season. Another division matchup going on, and I got to hop on with another crossover there with Javier Reyes. We talked Padres and Rockies, the future of the teams. Trying to go a little bit more into big picture stuff because we recorded this interview a little bit ahead of time. So hopefully everything still is pretty up to date, but it was not too long ahead of time, like this weekend before this Tuesday episode. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room, and you can download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of the Locked On Rooms Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. We'll talk more about that later, but we're talking all things Rockies and Padres with Javier Reyes. We get the latest on Blake Snell about the maybe the moves or the situations that the Padres find themselves in as we've kind of hit this somewhat of a milestone point of the year as we've played a decent chunk of baseball throughout the 2021 season. So yeah, Javier Reyes of Locked On Padres is going to be joining us today and tomorrow for two parts of some Rockies Padres talk. And yeah, I hope you all enjoy another great crossover episode, my favorite type of episode. Rockies Padres talk starting right now. We are crossing over yet again. Division rivalry matchup going on here. Rockies, Padres, and of course, who better to talk Padres baseball than the one, the only, the short-haired Javier Reyes. We both got haircuts, actually, since the last time we did the show. We've both trimmed it up. We've both become, the clean-cut guys.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Look, it's so weird. I finally have stopped doing the thing where I lean, I mean, this is an audio, obviously, thing, but Paul could see, like, I would go like this and, like, lean my neck backwards and, like, kind of scrunch up or whatever, because that was the part that I really felt it the most, you know? Like, I had, like, practically a mullet just back there. It was insane. And this part is also fun, too, and I've enjoyed it. But, yeah, it's been a crazy kind of few weeks and whatnot, but unfortunately, the Padres are 3-4 since I got the haircut. So do I have to blame myself? I don't know, man. It's an interesting time right now.
And I had a wedding. I do the thing with my hat because I wear a hat all the time and I always shake my head. And so it's like I keep taking my hat off to shake my hair. And it's like, well, there's no hair to shake anymore. And the Rockies record I have since the haircut, it's not that great. I know it hasn't been
that great. I think in general it's not very good, is it?
No. And in general, it's not very good. And they are still under 6 road wins as of recording this, as they fell to the Marlins last night. We're recording this the week prior to this airing here. But give me the lowdown. What is the latest? I know that a weekend series is going to be played here before the Rockies and Padres meet up, and after that we chat here. But what's the latest in Padre land? Sounds like it's a little bit of a rocky road right now. No pun intended.
Embrace the puns, man.
Revert pun intended.
So we're recording this on a Friday, so I don't know how the Mets series will transpire, but they've got this big series against the Mets in New York this past weekend, by the time people are done listening this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, they split the last series and it was fine. I mean, you basically lost the two of their best pitchers with Marcus Stroman and Jacob Demigod DeGrom on the mound. So, all right, I'll take that kind of. But it's funny because the Padres offense has basically been one of the more disappointing offenses in baseball this year, probably, just in terms of total team statistics. Like, yeah, they've got their guys. Like, Jake Cronenworth has been good. Obviously, El Nino has been phenomenal, and he carried the team for a solid, like, 2 weeks. Like, their offense really blew up. But then basically after they had that Houston series, you might have seen the highlights where he hit the game-tying home run and just looked at it for a second, blew up all over social media, and then he comes back home, and they're all excited. They're swinging the swag chain and everything. Basically, ever since then, the Padres' offense has been kind of pedestrian, and I'm not saying that it's, like, atrocious, but by their standards, it should be a lot better. Guys like Machado are struggling. Guys like Jerickson Profar, and then Trent Grisham isn't in the lineup. Hopefully he's going to be back soon. He just played the other day in AAA El Paso a game and he let off for them. So rehab assignment, he should be back soon. And the team sorely misses him. He'd been amazing. something like I don't have the number right in front of me at the moment. I'll get it right now. But batting average over 300. Oh, yeah. Odd base percentage at 383. Slugging at 515. Absolute stud. He's one of the only things I think I've been right about so far this season, I could argue. But yeah, despite the fact that all those things, though, they still have to hit better. And I didn't even mention Hosmer and Myers, who I ranted a little bit about on the show yesterday. And not to imply anything, but I do feel like people, oftentimes the Padres media, some Padres fans, they really like blaming everybody except those two. I mean, those two are struggling hard right now. Hosmer is back to being the Wizard of Oz, everything going on the ground. And Will Myers can't hit anything that's off speed and anything that's low and outside away from the plate. So they've been really, really bad. And they find their way to blame Jerks and Profar. Now, I'm going to throw hands if they start blaming Manny Machado next. Now, I know he's been bad, or he's been average, but still, guys, come on. It's Hosmer and Myers are the real big guys. And that's part of, I guess, what the concern was heading into the season, which was those guys really broke out last year in a lot of way. Hosmer with the launch angle stuff, just becoming a home run guy all of a sudden, like big time home run slugging guy. And then Myers just not striking out nearly as much, hits like 280, slugging over 600. Granted, a small sample size, but he wasn't just hitting fastballs anymore. He was hitting all that off-speed stuff. And this year it's been the opposite. So that was part of the concern, is the Padres offense was so great, but how much could it potentially regress if Hosmer and Myers go back to what they've been for most of their careers? Hosmer's super inconsistent, and Myers just playing kind of bad for most of his career. So that's where the Padres are at right now, I guess, Paul.
So do they kind of get the, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but Hosmer and Myers, they've kind of been on the Padres for a while, haven't they? They've been part of that team for a while. Do they get the slide because they're the vets? They're the people that have been there the longest?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a vet thing for sure, especially because, well, actually, Will Myers is the longest tenured Padre, which is friggin' wild. Like, was at one point the highest paid Padres player in history, which is just wild to like think about. And Hosmer, he's been there with the team for 3 years. Well, three and a half, I guess, if you count last year. So, yeah, there is some veteran type of thing for them. But the thing with Hosmer is I've always like, it's always a bad sign when right when you give a guy a contract, almost everyone universally is like,
right.
Okay. I mean, he had a career year with the Royals his last time, his last season with them. And then he comes to the Padres and has been really poor. And his offense and bat and the ground ball thing wouldn't be as much of a problem if I trusted him as a first baseman, which I often don't. I don't think he's very good. I think that the Gold Gloves are a little bit of a farce in terms of, Maybe he deserved them, whatever. I don't know what the position was like back then. Maybe he was just the best of what was available. But in terms of just, it makes people, they don't realize, I think, you know, you when the Padres are playing a team, and I listen to other broadcasts, they play the Rangers, they play the Cubs even, they play the Cardinals, whatever. They're like, and Gold Glove, you know, Merrick Hosmer makes a mistake there. And it's like, no, he's not good there though. Like it's kind of a, I'm not going to say lazy, but people forget. You know what I mean? That's just a weird circumstance that he has those Gold Gloves. But nevertheless, yeah, it's been a little bit frustrating. But the crazy part is I just talked about all of those things. I just talked about all the reasons they are struggling. There's still so many players that are playing good, and they still hold a positive record at the time of this recording, 37-27. You could do a lot worse than that. Like, not to be mean, but your team not doing too great right now. It looks like their season's already over, you know?
Let's talk about Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sports. I am working on getting my Locked On stuff or for Locker Room set up, so there will be Locked On Rockies rooms starting here once a week. As soon as I can get that going, I will keep you all updated. And it's, like I said, perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can have the chance to chat with your favorite Locked On personalities and sometimes the experts that they bring on just by finding the Locked On name of whatever room you want to join, like the Rockies, through the Locker Room conversations. You can go download the free Locker Room app currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB be grouped for the latest league updates. I know you're going to find a ton of incredible rooms. Locked On Network is super, super active on Locker Room, so you want to check that out. And you can find so much about your favorite teams and your favorite leagues. I can't wait to join you all on the app, and I'll let you know once we get the Locked On Rockies rooms going. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Up next, want to talk about Wealthfront. Make sure that you are managing your money properly, because decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront instead. Investing, it can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy, and they have the right tools for every portfolio. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonMLB. That's Locked On. Make sure you got that Locked On MLB slash after your Wealthfront there. And start growing your savings today. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB and get started today.
The Rockies are nipping at the heels of the Padres, just a modest 12 games behind the Padres for third place in the NL West. But yes, you mentioned Padres are struggling 3-7 over their last 10, yet they're still in the thick of it. They are only 2.5 games back of the NL West lead. The Giants are still up there. I can't believe it, honestly. I thought it would the Flames were going to extinguish on that, but clearly not. It's going to be another weird Giants year. But the Padres very much still in the thick of this thing. I mean, and there's plenty of time to turn things around, especially with what Rockies fans and a lot of people in the Rockies are involved with the Rockies keeping their eye on, the trade deadline coming up next month. Is this a Padres team that needs to make some moves? Are they in a position to maybe move on from a Myers or something like that? Is this a team that needs to make a deal to overtake the Dodgers and the Giants?
It is truly, because there's so many teams right now that are in weird spots in baseball right now. And we still have some time definitely before that trade deadline, like you said, but yeah, this is the thing, is I just talked about Hauser and Myers, right? Okay. Those guys, I'm a little less confident on, just because there's more of a track history there, right? But Tommy Pham playing a lot better. I just mentioned they don't have Grisham in the lineup. Manny Machado, I have to assume he's going to get better. He's going to get better. Right. There's no statistics that have shown all the hard hit stuff. It's just weird, dumb kind of luck almost for him right now. So I have to assume he's going to get better. And then, you know, you look at Jake Cronenworth, he's still good. So part of me is like, I don't know if the offense is going to remain this kind of inconsistent and lacking. So do you want to trade for the guys like Chris Bryant, you know, that everybody's talking about? Do you want to trade for guys like Joey Gallo? I don't know. I mean, Joey Gallo would probably cost a decent amount, especially because the contract, he's not immediately a free agent after this year. But the other thing about the trade deadline is, do they have the pieces to make the moves? I always say yes, just because welcome to baseball and welcome to sports. I don't like it when people are, they get too caught up in how much will it cost to get this player? Oh, it'll cost this much. Look what they did this offseason. They got Yu Darvish for like a bag of Ritz crackers. You know what I mean? And then one other prospect on the, you know, that looks good on a potato iPhone camera because he hit one home run in batting practice. Like, you never know. Especially with Preller and the Padres, you never know if they might have to give up just something little. Yeah, I obviously wouldn't love, I know he's been falling in the prospect rankings, Mackenzie Gore, but I wouldn't love for them to trade those guys. But they are definitely in win now mode, and they're definitely in a mode where I can really genuinely see anything. I could see them trading Myers maybe, because his contract is coming up a little bit. It's a little bit easier to swallow. Hosmer, I can't find any team that I could think of that's really going to swallow that contract, really. So other than that, yeah, and then pitching, the pitching side of things is another thing, because Yu Darvish, excellent. Joe Musgrove, one of the big breakouts of the offseason. Snell, so bad to the point where you have to believe it gets better. And then Denelson Lament is finally starting to come back into things. Ryan Weathers is a breakout. Chris Paddock is pretty good for your 4 or 5. So in theory, you always want that next starter, but how much do you want to give up for that, when you really do, on paper, still have a really good contending team?
While we're talking about all of this sports stuff and all the insight into sports. Make sure you're staying up to date with everything in terms of sports action at Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season, it's in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, and all your fight night action. Yes, that's right. Odds and info for UFC and MMA there at Bet Online as well. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as your team is in the thick of the playoff run if you're certain teams in the NBA and the NHL. And you can head over to the website and use the promo code LOCKEDON over there at Bet Online for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you got to do is head to the website, Bet Online on your mobile device or computer, sign up today, and you can get that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Promo code Locked Online, Bet Online, your sportsbook experts. And as you go through the summer here, make sure that your car is in tip-top shape and it can handle the road trips you may have planned by going to rockauto.com. I had to go through all the hoops of going to retail stores to find the right pieces for my car when I was doing a move this last year, and I wish I could have just gone to rockauto.com. It's a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
I mean, that's the thing. The pieces are there. The team is good. Mm-hmm. They're still in the thick of it. I mean, that's the other thing. 2.5 games back is truly mm-hmm. nothing, and especially with how many games remain between the Padres, Giants, and Dodgers, all of them together. Plus, you never know. Those teams will have to go to Coors Field, and they'll have to go to Arizona and see what will happen when they're in the thick of their division races. And because, yeah, the Rockies aren't going to be climbing up that ladder to be to going up there to trying to stun the NL West or anything like that. But you know, the Snell thing is interesting, and it's just maybe new placed. Are they going to have to embrace kind of the opener and then put Snell in there? The Tampa Bay mindset. That's I would say the biggest concern or the biggest weird thing that's around the Padres right now.
Yeah. The Blake Snell thing is weird. And I just talked about that the other day on my episode, but just to quickly sum up, guys are not swinging for stuff outside the zone. His changeup's getting killed, and it's very odd. I've said this so many times, and I apologize for everyone that keeps hearing me say this, but he's become Robbie Ray, and that's not a good thing. I know Robbie Ray randomly is like good now and throwing like high 90s, which is wild, but the Robbie Ray of previous years where it's high strikeout rate, but then high walk rate and gives up home runs and all the big stuff, his whip is really high, all that stuff. And it's really sad because you would think moving to the NL, get a pitcher every 9 at bats, and it's not like these guys are super used to seeing him. You'd think he'd be, if anything, start off really hot. You know what I mean? Right. Like be an excellent guy, be better than Musgrove and Darvish for at least the beginning of the season until guys start figuring things out. But it hasn't been like that. His last outing was really good against the Mets, carried a no hitter through the sixth inning, 11 strikeouts, looked great. Granted, the Mets can't hit for worth a damn, but still is still an encouraging sign. And hopefully this past weekend that we're going back, you know, we're in the future right now, I guess, trying to project, but hopefully he has another good start against the Mets. And then against the Reds next, you really are at a point of just kind of hoping for him to figure it out, because they did actually, while they didn't give up too much for Darvish, they did at least give up something for Blake Snell. They did give up Luis Patino, who's a high level prospect. I think 21st in baseball, if I'm not mistaken, overall in the top 100. Throws really hard, has to work it out and stuff. He's still very, very young, but definitely a prospect. Not those other guys from the potato iPhone camera footage, right? Like this is a legit guy. He played for the team a little bit last year and might be really awesome. And you know how the Rays are with trades sometimes. So hopefully Snell figures it out, man.
All right. This has been the Locked On Rockies podcast. We will have more from Javier Reyes here of Locked On Padres tomorrow as we continue our crossover there. Continue to kind of talk about the direction of the team and dive into the trade rumors and the trade ideas of what is surrounding Trevor Story and other members of the Colorado Rockies, maybe talking about and answering some of Javier's questions that he may have about the Padres. So be sure to stay tuned for that as we cross over again tomorrow. But before we go today, make sure to get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Until next time, I'm Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast. See you tomorrow.